This is the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. It was constructed in 1982 with the help of private funds to honor the courage, sacrifice, and devotion to duty and country of its Vietnam veterans. Although the memorial is a gesture toward closure and reconciliation, it reminds us of the pains and questions still connected with the Vietnam experience. Why did our noble effort fail? What are the implications for the future, especially in Central America? Are we a nation suffering from a post-Vietnam syndrome? These are not vague or academic questions, but matters which touch every viewer of this program. We are especially concerned with the so-called lessons of Vietnam being taught today to millions as a result of wide distribution of the 1983 series entitled Vietnam, A Television History. My name is Arnaud de Borgraaf, and I've been a correspondent for Newsweek and other international publications for the last 36 years. In my novel, The Spike, I depicted how people at centers of information can affect the public perception of foreign policy issues. My co-author, Robert Moss, and I chose the medium of fiction, but we felt that there was a serious message, indeed a warning, to communicate. We wanted to remind readers that the media on which they depend for vital news on politics and foreign affairs are controlled by people who often want to shape their views. As far as we can tell, Vietnam, A Television History is such an effort. Instead of producing a 13-part series, which provided new facts and interpretations of a tragic war, producer Robert Ellison and his WGBH Boston staff generated a video melodrama which perpetuates current misunderstandings and, in some very important cases, creates new ones. Let's pick two examples of glaring errors from the series. Not very far into the first episode, we're told that the Yen Bay Rebellion, a true milestone in Vietnam history, was led by the communists. The truth could not be more different. In fact, after demonstrations by Vietnamese groups across the country, in San Diego, Houston, New Orleans, and Washington, D.C., the editors went back and corrected this error of fact, obvious to any Vietnamese schoolboy. The Yen Bay Rebellion was led by non-communist nationalist groups in the summer of 1930. The Roots of War episode gives the impression that Uncle Ho's ideas, rather than non-communist leadership, inspired the uprising. So much for the foreign perspective. Let's look at another glaring error of interpretation, this time on the home front. It is a cliche about the Vietnam era that our soldiers, sailors, and Marines were ignored when they came home. In considering the reception given the troops, the WGBH television history shows two parachutists landing in New York City Central Park in a rather unspectacular display. What they neglect to mention, of course, is that less than a football field away there was a parade involving 200,000 people, people who are proud of the service and sacrifice of those who went to Vietnam. Why ignore the parade? Such a revelation would work against an implicit thesis of the series that the government, not the people, supported the war. These are two very specific points, but they are representative of the kinds of errors which the series makes on both foreign and domestic issues. Errors which accumulate, bringing the entire series into question as a study of history. To examine the numerous errors, and to attempt to assay the potential dangers of the series, we organized a conference in Washington, D.C.